Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge or agree with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. Now, thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. All right. So, today, I'll be talking about repair and recover. Sometimes, we can get so far out there, so into our struggles, our problems, until we definitely don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we don't even see where we came in at. We have no idea how we got here, and we get lost trying to figure out what happens next. You can't see ahead, and you have also blocked your memory or your understanding of the past as well. So therefore, you don't know how you got here. And this is why you often hear people say, it's not my fault. They don't remember. They don't understand that they made decisions that opens those doors, decisions that paved the way for the events that had taken place in their life. They had no idea that their thoughts, their beliefs, their words, and their actions would lead them to that place that they're in right now. They may have been working with limited knowledge, okay? And, or they may have been hoping for a miracle. People often say, oh, you know, God will bail me out, or they'll say something to the effect that if it's God's will, things will work out anyway. And what we end up doing is putting ourselves in compromising positions. Positions that cause us great harm or blocks our ability to move forward based upon the knowledge we presently have. See, there's always a solution, and there's always a choice. But we, spiritual beings having a human experience, are working with our present knowledge. Okay? And this is what oftentimes causes the problem. Sometimes people think, well, so-and-so did it, so I must be able to do it, you know. They were lucky, so I must be lucky. yeah, I'm better than them. I know more than them, or I've had more experience than them. And we end up putting ourselves in situations that are not comparable, number one, to our goals, our purpose, our true objective, but also does not compute for us. We don't understand the dynamics that go along with all the components here. Sometimes we just operate at a loss. And that's when you feel overwhelmed, put out, put upon, frustrated, sometimes angry. And we end up feeling as though there aren't any solutions for us. Well, that you need to, first of all, clear your thinking, because you already should know that you're on the wrong track. Because whatever you were thinking, whatever choices you made, whatever problem you were trying to solve, it didn't work. Right? Your limited knowledge got you to this point, okay? And you weren't prepared to undergo the challenge or to overcome the obstacle. And you are in need of repair. You cannot make a mistake here. This is crucial, okay, if you want to recover. And that is, stop what you're doing, stop what you're thinking, stop what the actions you're taking. Freeze. Don't just slow down, just freeze. And accept the fact that you were wrong. It's not the end of the world if you just stop now, rather than trying to figure something else out, trying to make it better when in reality you make it worse. In order for you to repair, in order for you to recover, must first surrender. Okay? If there's something wrong with you, say for instance you're sick or you break a bone or you have an accident, you don't go to the doctor and tell the doctor how to fix you, okay? You go to the doctor, and if you are able to, you might tell them how you're feeling or what your symptoms are, okay? But the doctor is the one that should come up with the remedy. You don't know the answers. That's what you need to acknowledge. In any area in your life, whatever is going on, know that you got to this place because you did not know the correct answer. And when you can accept that, you can clear. And you can release and let go and allow yourself to be guided by the universe. Now, a lot of people have trouble with that statement. Yeah, well, you know, why the universe let me get into trouble if it could have solved it? Well, let me just say this to you. As long as you're being bullheaded and intent upon doing things your way rather than paying attention to the signs and signals, the road signs that were put in your path in order to give you direction, okay, then your path would not have led you into the wilderness. Okay? So you can have it either way. You can insist upon being right, even though your knowledge is limited, even though you may not be up for the task. even though you may not know that there are other people involved, other decision makers that may be better equipped or more able, more capable than you. You may not have known what you were walking into. That's okay. But be able to say that early in the game, as opposed to digging a deeper ditch. Okay? So it is there that you clear, you let go. You just release and say, okay, I don't know what I'm doing. Okay? Rather than saying, I don't know what I'm going to do now, and, you know, fall to your knees in utter despair and call upon God to get you out of another mess. Okay? The best thing to do is to recognize that power within you and around you and say, okay, I don't know what I'm doing. All right? So I relinquish my ego. I relinquish control in this situation, which I didn't have anyway. And I clear. Okay? Some people call that repentance. Okay, I messed up. I'm sorry. Okay? Yeah, repentance. And then you can repair and recover. But as long as you keep thinking you have all the answers, as long as you keep forging ahead, you're just going to dig a deeper ditch. And you'll find that the universe will allow you to. Because, why? Because you are a co-creator with God. Okay? That's what you do. Create. You created the circumstances that you're trying to get out of now. And when you finally can accept that and say, ooh, I didn't know. And I still don't know what I'm doing. Okay? Then you will allow the support of that universe, that entity, that power, that God, that oneness, that wholeness, right, to come and bail you out. Understand the most important thing about repairing and recovering is that will come from another person. Okay? It doesn't matter what the circumstances are and what you've done, who you are, doesn't matter. The fact is all of your blessings will come to another person. And that's how the universe works. Okay? Now, too many times our pride, our ego won't allow us to accept help. We don't want charity. We don't want anybody. We don't want to be in anybody's debt. And that's another mistake. Money doesn't fall out of the sky. Okay? Your health is not going to just miraculously unfold unless, of course, you do something to make that happen. Okay? All of your blessings will come from another person. Accept that good into your life. Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.